This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 122 for Wednesday, October 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market suffered a downturn late in trading on Wednesday, despite rising comparable oils. Malaysian palm oil continued to rally, while European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil were also higher. Crude oil was up more than $1 US per barrel after reports that OPEC could delay its planned December production increase. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The January canola contract was down $7 per ton at $640.20. In the U.S., corn was down, but soybeans and wheat were up. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported a private sale this morning of 2.718 million tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations this marketing year. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.082 million barrels of ethanol produced per day during the weekend of October 25th, up 1,000 from the previous week. Ethanol stocks were down 452,000 barrels at 21.771 million, the lowest total in 11 months. The European Union's Crop Monitoring Service, MARS, reduced its wheat yield forecast for 2024 corn at 6.66 tons per hectare, down from its previous estimate of 6.85 due to excessive rainfall in Southeast Europe. EU corn imports in the 2024-25 marketing year were 6.381 million tons as of October 25th, up 8% from last year's pace. Ukraine's ag minister said the country will implement new minimum export prices for major crops such as corn, wheat, soybeans, and rapeseed starting in December. The December corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.12. The USDA reported two private export sales of soybeans this morning, 133,355 tons to China, and another shipment of the same amount to unknown destinations. EU soybean imports this marketing year were up 1% from last year at 3.78 million tons as of October 25th. The Brazilian states of Rio Grande do Sul and Paraná will be mostly dry through Friday, while Mato Grosso should see scattered showers. An official with China's ag ministry said that its government is looking to cooperate more closely with Russia in the soybean industry without giving any further details. The January soybean contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.91. The Ukrainian ag ministry said the country's farmers have sown 4.68 million hectares of winter grains for the 2025 harvest as of October 28th, or 90.2% of the expected area. This includes 4.13 million hectares of winter wheat, or 92.2% of projected plantings. Jordan has tendered to purchase 120,000 tons of wheat, while Algeria set a tender for their Thursday deadline of at least 50,000 tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.73. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.08. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.